So moving on to the domain of metabolism. Metabolism is conducted by enzyme reactions, and this can happen in the GI tract, the liver, the lungs, the blood, and whatever this process of metabolism is resulting in, that metabolite can either be active or inactive. So we may be taking medication that's already exerting an effect and diminishing that, or we may be taking an initial prodrug and turning it into something that can actually exert that effect. And depending on where within the body that's metabolized, you can have very targeted regional effects because they were not active until that point. Now, the two primary processes within metabolism we think about are phase 1 and phase 2. So this actually assists elimination via the kidneys and prepares the drug molecules to be able to be excreted, because phase 1 is really about conversion of those drugs to increase the water solubility. And the more water soluble those molecules are, the easier they're going to perfuse across the kidney membranes and then go ahead and get flushed out, peed out through the kidneys. Phase 2 is more about a conversion of drug to inactive metabolites. So we want to make sure that by the time it's getting ready to be excreted, we're no longer seeing those active effects.